Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Locked and Binging with your host, Drea. Today is Friday. Yay. I did not go to work today. I did not have to walk through the gate of hell today. I didn't have to do that, but it was still a pretty rough day. And it was rough only because of what the fuck I had to do today. Like, I thought I was gonna have a little bit of a time to relax and, you know, chill and whatever, but no. I took off today so that I can rest my body, rest my mind, and get myself situated for the day, because at 3:15, me, my best friend, our niece, our nephew, her sister, everybody and their mama, her, you know, her boyfriend, my fiance, we all went to the rage room and the escape room. Now, the escape room, they made us do that first. And I feel like they made us do it first because they knew damn well that we was going to get mad and have enough strength to, you know, get our rage out and whatever. It was a good time. And then we ate a lot. And that was the best time. And now I'm tired. I'm not even going to lie to you. I wasn't really going to do this today. But I know for a fact, that if I don't do this and stay consistent with doing a podcast, that I am going to be like, I'll do it next week. I missed another week. No one's listening. I don't care. And then I'll restart again next year. And I don't want to do that. So I sucked it up. And I decided that I'm going to do it anyway. And whoever is listening, I'm sure that you'll be happy about that too. Last week, I decided to ask the question of... It wasn't really a question. It was just like, send me in your Am I the Asshole stories. And nobody sent me anything except for one person, which is totally fine. So what did I do? I took shit off of Reddit. So judge me, because I don't care. These stories intrigue me, and these are like news stories. I found them the other day or today. I'm not sure. Whatever it was, I found it, saved it, I printed it out, da 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 da, whatever. And we're gonna just read them, and you're gonna like it, and that's it. All right. So the first one is someone that I actually know. This is the only person who sent something in, which I was just like, all right, cool. I'm not too sure why she sent it to my TikTok, but it's fine. It's totally fine. Not saying she can't follow instructions, baby, but next time we're gonna put that in our, we're gonna click on the link that Drea has in her bio. But thank you for sending something in. Here we go. An ex-friend of mine says, be friends with this friend of mine. I think you'd really get along. Me goes and becomes BFF with this girl. 1 month later, my ex-friend moved back from Texas. We are all hanging out, but slowly we drift apart. I'm like, hey, what's going on? She says, nothing. My new friend and I continue to invite her to hang out and go out for dinner and drinks, etc. She keeps telling us, no, I don't feel like it. So we go have our girls' night out with her. She goes off on me, telling me I'm a piece of shit and to get fucked. And we leave her out of stuff all the time. So I was like, okay. Like, I guess I'm done. Oh God, what the hell happened to the rest of it? Ah! The rest of it didn't print! No! So now she's not an asshole for that. This person's obviously a psychopath. Seems like jealous that you got a new friend that they invited you to hang out with to be your friend. So I don't know, girl. I don't know. But best of luck. Am I the asshole for not wanting to cover up for a friend? My friend has strict parents who do not let her date. My friend told me on the phone a couple of days ago that she went on another date behind her parents' back. The problem is, she said that she told them that she went with me and my mom to a concert, which never happened. She didn't ask me beforehand if I would cover up for her. I texted her and said that I couldn't go along with her lies if her parents started having a conversation about that event she made up. She got mad at me and said that the whole thing was fake and that she was testing me. She said that she can't come to me for anything. This was said through text. I did not respond to her text because I did not know how to send out the right response. Okay. She called me because I did not reply to her text on the phone. She said that I do not understand her living situation with her parents very well. She keeps saying that I do not know what it's like to live with strict parents, which is a very big assumption. My response was either to live under their roof and follow their rules or move out. I also told her that my culture frowns very heavily upon lying to parents and people older than you. She is aware of this and we have very similar cultures. Also, it does not help that she almost got kidnapped by someone on the dating app. Lying about her whereabouts is just not something I am comfortable with. I honestly do not think a friend must cover up to be considered a true friend. I am just a person who is not comfortable with lying. And you should not be. Girl almost got kidnapped. So no, you are not the asshole for that because, again, you almost got kidnapped and yet and still you have not learned your lesson. You are still trying to go out and be a hoodlum with your friends. Not even your friend. With some random people that you don't even know. You need to get some help. Listen to your parents before you get kidnapped, child. I ain't got time for that. Am I the asshole for not wanting to hear about my friend's sex life or relationship issues? Me and this girl have been friends since the 7th grade. To preface this, we have different beliefs and they have clashed in the past. However, not often enough because I tend to keep quiet and not argue or bring things up. On the contrary, anytime I do something she dislikes, she will explode on me. Even if it's merely standing up for myself or saying things like, "So you get to talk about this guy I don't?" A few months ago, my friend lost her V-card. She was excited to mention this to me as she sent me a video explaining how he completely destroyed her kitty. Ooh, I answered with, "What?" And that immediately ticked her off. I simply had boundaries and did not want to speak about that due to PTSD, religious beliefs, and because it's something I believe should be kept private. I don't stand by the fact that because you are someone's best friend, you need to listen to everything they tell you regardless. However, she went off on me saying I was a bad friend and that it was really mean of me to shame her. When all I said was, "I don't want to feel uncomfortable or make you uncomfortable, so I'd rather not talk about this, but I hope you're okay and not hurt." Later on, I went on to tell her that she didn't respect my boundaries and didn't like how I stood up for myself, to which she told me that she was never going to speak her business again, but that she was there for me anyway. I said likewise. 2 weeks passed and she texts me saying, "I miss you," to which I respond and apologize once again because I did so prior. And we went on about our day. She then asked to hang out because I mentioned wanting to go to a movie, and we did. The atmosphere had a bit of tension and it was awkward at first, but in the end, we enjoyed the movie. We then went over to her home and her boyfriend arrived. We went to the couch and watched the movies as she was cuddling up with him and they began to touch each other beneath blankets. Oh God. I was uncomfortable, but I paid no mind to it as I was focused on the show /movies. This further escalated. What in the fuck do you mean it escalated? Though, when we went back to the room, I began to scroll on TikTok and they began to get on top of each other. Her boyfriend pulled her onto him and she rested on his body and they were giggling and doing couple stuff, I guess. Anyway, they asked if I was uncomfortable, to which I clearly was, but I didn't want them to make a big deal out of my religion if I verbally said I was. So I told them, I'm just an entity. And a little autistic, it doesn't matter. To explain my behavior, as I guess sitting in the corner of the bed might have been off-putting. I simply didn't know where else to go. So they told me to just go shower, which I did. What is happening? I don't understand. What? So they told me to go shower, which I did. And when I came back, I sat on the bed again. And that's when they started to speak to me. However, her boyfriend was manhandling her breasts as we spoke. And it was just awkward. In the end, I left after our sleepover and felt disrespected. Because in a sense, this is exactly what we fought over in the past argument. Well, not exactly, but you get my point. My friend is always complaining to me about her boyfriend providing for his family, even though he has a girl now, and she should be the focus, and and so should he. And I just get sick of it. I left her on scene once after we had ended our conversation due to me having said that she cannot feel this type of attachment if she wishes to have a future with him, because she must understand that he will be working and out of the home. And she just proceeded to say that only she understands what she means. She sent a meme of a dog side-eyeing, which is why I left her on scene, because ? And then she said, all right. And I said, I'm sorry, girl. Pout face. But she proceeded to never talk to me again, and it's been longer than 2 weeks. I'm really not sure who's in the wrong here, but am I the asshole for simply not wanting to hear about her sex life or being there for her in her relationship issues? Okay, we're going to backtrack, because first of all, when somebody tells you to take a shower, why the fuck are you taking a shower? What is happening? You are not their child. That is weird. That is very weird. Them starting to do all that erotic shit in front of you as well, that is weird. I do not do that in front of my best friend. I do not do that in front of anybody. To do it in front of people, that's a little much. You are not in the wrong at all, because again, that's a lot. Ain't nobody want to see that. No one wants to talk about that, and it is supposed to be kept private, in my opinion, because we're not porn stars. We're not getting paid for that, and there's no need to have a crowd while you're trying to do all that and we're trying to watch a movie. Like, that's just weird. That whole situation is weird. I'm still very confused, and I'm gonna keep bringing it up. Why the hell did you get in the shower? Because they said get in the shower. What is happening in this story? Oh, right. But you know, no. You're not the asshole. And don't worry about her. Don't talk to her ever again. It's probably best for you. And best for your whole life. Because, baby, no. That is not for you. All right. Am I the asshole for wanting a private wedding ceremony with my fiance and I? Hi, everybody. I, female 22, and my fiance, male 23, are getting married in August 2024. I know we're young, but we've been together for years and have done couples therapy, not because of any issues, but to ensure we are ready for that commitment. I know you fucking lying. He is my person, and I'm so excited to commit to him forever. Anyways, I have never wanted to the stereotypical big wedding. I've always imagined myself eloping with just me and my significant other in a courthouse. Okay, so you've been reading Colleen Hoover. I understand that. I see that. I get it. Because you're giving me Lily right now. But continue. Our parents have another idea for what they want us to do. We agreed to do a ceremony with a reception for them and only them. My dad is paying for the whole thing, so I don't have to worry about supporting something I don't want financially. The burden of planning and being there still fall on me, though. As for most brides, although my fiance is great and will help me whenever I need, both of our parents are very vocal on what they expect for our wedding, and it makes my wedding feel like just another thing that I'm doing for everyone else and is supposed to be about me. Because of this, my fiance and I agree that we will be eloping in April so that I can have the wedding I've always wanted. This is something we were only planning on telling our parents because they are super traditional and religious and would be upset with us for living together if not married. They visit too often for us to be able to keep it a secret from them until our ceremony in August. I know it can be hard to understand from an outsider's perspective, but saying we are living together before marriage would cause so much drama. It genuinely would not even be worth lying about. The rest of our family and friends would not be told this and therefore assume August is our real wedding. We figured this would be the best way to ensure that no feelings are hurt. The problem comes in when talking about our parents' feelings. I am such a people pleaser and have never felt like I am enough for my parents. Me and my mom especially have a strained relationship because she is worried about the way people see her. So if I am not 100% perfect, she can only focus on what I am doing wrong. We want everyone to be happy, but I want to be happy too. We told our parents our plan of eloping in April to get me what I want, but still doing the big party in August so that they have what they want too. Both of them expressed how upset they would be to miss their children's actual wedding because it's an important day for them too. We started bouncing around the idea of having a family friend marrying us and including our immediate families in the April ceremony. The more we lean towards it to keep the peace, the more sad and anxious I feel about it, about having my wedding be about everyone else's feelings instead of my own. I just want this one thing. I feel like I'm already compromising a ton by still doing a fake ceremony and reception in August. Me and my fiance are going back and forth between fulfilling my dream of an intimate courthouse wedding or having to include more family there at a family friend's house. So would I be the asshole for getting married without our parents being there? Hopefully this all made sense, and if you have any questions, I will be sure to answer them. Edit. I am in personal therapy as well. I have come a long way from when I first started, but obviously still have ways to go. I'm a huge advocate for therapy and have seen it work wonders for me and those I love. No, you are not the asshole, because girl, it's your wedding. Fuck them people. I don't even care if your dad is paying for that. That's fine. That's all well and dandy. But if you don't want to do that, you shouldn't have to do it. I don't care. If my mom ever said to me, oh, well, Drea, I'm going to pay for it, I want you to do this. Well, girl, yeah, we can do that. We can do that too. We don't have to do just that. We can do that too. Of course you want your family to be there, but like, since they're doing too much, it's understandable that you want to do that. I wouldn't have even told them that you want to elope. It's none of their business. You're an adult. You're an adult. At this point, I don't know why you're even talking to them to even ask for permission, because it's weird. And especially if you're not living with them, which I'm like not remembering correctly. If you're not living with them, there's no reason for you to be so hell-bent on what they feel and how they feel and whatever else is going on there. You're not an asshole for wanting something for yourself, to be happy for yourself. I do wonder why you guys are going to therapy before you're married, though. It's weird, because why the hell are you there? You're saying not for issues, but that's weird. You're just going there just because? Just to waste money? I don't know. Must be rich, because I can't waste money just to sit there and talk to somebody. So, definitely not an asshole. And if you, which you say you are, a people pleaser, maybe it's time to talk to your therapist about that and get over it. Go elope. You got 1 month. Go elope and see what happens. Because in all honesty, your family is going to love you regardless. They might be mad at you for a little bit, but they'll get over it. You'll still have your little party, reception, everything that they want in August, unless they decide they want to cancel it. But who cares? And if at the end of the day, if they decide, oh, maybe we should just go there, I don't know. Maybe just let them go or tell them no. It's up to you. It's your wedding. It shouldn't matter what they say. It just shouldn't. So that is my input on that. So I hope that you guys all have a good night. I am tired. I can barely keep my eyes open. Like, my head is like in the middle of hurting and just shutting down. So don't forget, new episodes of Locked and Binging come out on Saturdays at 5 a.m. Don't know why it's 5 a.m., so don't ask me. Next time, it could just be, I might just say on Saturday. I might even tell you the time. I might just say Saturday. I don't know. I don't even know about next week's question, but I'll figure it out. That's this week's episode of Locked and Binging. Thanks for listening.